As we continue to look forward to this 2013 season and training camp coming up just a little while from now, we check in with one of the new Dolphins, cornerback Brent Grimes, who joined Miami this offseason as a free agent. Takeaways, man, that's all we've been talking about the last couple of years, needing more takeaways, needing more takeaways. I imagine you've heard something about that since you got into this building. It seems to be something that you should be able to help out with.
Yeah, that's a big deal for any defense in today's league. I mean, if you want to stop today's offenses, you got to take the ball away to give your offense more chances to score. I mean, realistically, you're not just going to stop a team every time with three and out. You know, you want to take the ball away, give your offense more chances if they have, you know, so turnovers are a big key in today's league.
You talk about turnovers and being aggressive. That's your nature at the cornerback position. You have to be around the football to do that, and it seems like you do that better than most cornerbacks in this league. What makes you so tenacious as a cornerback? What are your attributes to tell the Dolphin fans?
Running, speed, I mean, quickness, athleticism, jumping. So that's my stuff. So.
And it seems like your anticipation is really good.
Yeah, that's a key for anybody to make plays on the ball. You gotta go with your gut sometimes, take smart chances. You know, you can't be out there just gambling just on the whim, because that's how you look bad. But if you looked at enough film and you've seen, or you just played in a game a while and they ran a few concepts a few times, maybe you could take an educated chance and make a play. And that's all this league is about, making plays.
Whenever we talk about cornerbacks, whether it's free agency or the draft, the fans always seem to get wrapped up in, oh, he's more of a man guy, or he's more of a zone guy. And that's the fans. And then whenever I talk to an actual cornerback, they don't seem all that wrapped up in whether a team is doing more man or more zone. It's just playing defense.
Yes. I mean, that's just something you hear, like, I guess fans hear, you know, they're listening to people talk, but you go any scheme in NFL, it's different, especially for corners. It might be a few different blitzes, but as a corner, you're covering the guy in front of you. You might have a cover two, or if you're playing cover three, but a lot of times a cover three or a cover four or anything, it might be a zone. But when it really comes down to it, you're pretty much playing man on this guy.
Well, I heard somebody say recently, and it's so simple, and it's like, I can't imagine, I didn't think of this first. When you're playing zone, you're still covering a man in that zone.
Yeah, it's not. That's what a lot of people that haven't actually played the position or played football, they just hear, oh, it's zone coverage. Like, it's still, for a corner at least, or even sometimes the safeties too, it's like a man. You got a man, especially after when the route gets pretty deep. It's especially a man coverage, pretty much.
So yeah.
It's not a big deal, zone, man. It's whatever.
Well, your journey to the NFL, undrafted free agent, you make a Pro Bowl a few years later. Now you're with the Miami Dolphins. Are you settled in now in Miami as we get closer to training camp with your teammates, defensive coordinator Kevin Coyle? Do you feel like you're settling in as a Miami Dolphin?
Oh, yeah, I'm settling in well. I'm picking up the defense well. Becoming cool with the people on the team. That's a big deal. You know, you come in, you're a new guy. But I'm getting cool with everybody. I'm learning everybody what they like to do, what, you know, how they type of people they are, and I'm feeling good. I obviously got my place, you know, where I'm staying, renting out a place, or whatever, and that's a big deal. Once you're comfortable and know where your home is, you're not living out of a hotel. So I'm feeling good right now.
You know, comfort. You mentioned that word, and the way the Dolphins' schedule works out, the NFC South, you'll get to make that tour again.
Yeah.
So, you know, familiar faces, schemes, as you said, as a corner, you have to be able to anticipate but calculate it. You'll have some familiarity with some of those offenses you're going to go against this year.
Yeah, obviously I played in the NFC South my whole career, and I was on the Atlanta Falcons, and I seen what all these teams like to do. I mean, of course, there are new wrinkles every year, so you can't just go out and say, oh, I know exactly what they're about to do. But it's cool to see, you know, you played against these teams before. You know the personnel pretty much. And, you know, it's a good advantage.
Home opener against Atlanta, too.
Yeah. people are going to make a bigger – if you know me, people are going to make a bigger deal about that than I will. It's just another game. Like, I mean, it's more, you know, honestly, it's your old team. But it's not like I left Atlanta with a bad taste, or they were mad at me, or, you know, it was just, you know, free agent, another team wanted you to come, you chose them. I still like everybody on the team. I talked to a few coaches, so it's not like we got a vendetta. I'm trying to go out here and kill everybody. They're trying to make plays. They want to win. I want to win. I want to play well. It'd be just like any other game. After the kickoff, I mean, before the kickoff, I'll see everybody. Hey, what's up? You know, but after it's kicked off, it's just I'm trying to win. They're trying to win.
And people like us are going to be talking about it all week, asking you questions about
blame
it.
Blame us.
Yeah, but no doubt. Once kickoff happens, it's just another football game. That's what everybody always says with these kind of things. You guys obviously had great success in Atlanta. Came real close to going to a Super Bowl last year. Now you come here. It's a really young defense, and you're going to be one of these guys with a lot more experience than some of the other people there. How do you sort of take on a veteran leadership type role when you're a new guy?
As a new guy, you just do what you're supposed to do. You go out there and let your play speak for yourself. And people, if you see somebody's doing the right thing and they can play the game, you tend to like, oh, well, he's cool. No matter if you don't know him, you're just like, oh, well, I might want to pay attention to what he's doing because he's doing stuff right, making plays. So that's my way of, leading. I'm not a big rah-rah, yell at people and all that type of stuff, but I'm going to do everything right and I'm going to play good football.
You guys know Kevin Coyle yet at all, the defensive
coordinator? Yeah, cool. I know Coyle. He's a cool dude. Coach Lou, I'm real cool. Obviously a DB coach, so right. I'm cool with him too.
All right, and Coyle was a DB coach at Cincinnati, so, as everybody says on this defense, he takes a special interest in the defensive backs.
That's cool. Especially, that's always cool.
During training camp. Brent, really great to have you in the studio. Thanks for coming in, man. Have a great rest of the summer, and I look forward to chatting during camp.
All right, thanks for having me.